I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the Grammy-nominated musician who owes his career to the illness that forced him to stop playing basketball. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
We could spend this entire segment talking about the Lakers, but let's start here. On Wednesday night, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for the fourth spot on the NBA all-time scoring list. He said it, quote, ranks right up there at the top with winning a championship. Which is good because there is approximately zero chance of LeBron winning another championship this year, right?
Yeah, the Lakers are an amazing cartwheeling, pinwheeling fireworks display of a mess right now. But it does say something about Michael Jordan's status among the people who play the game that this event was made into a capital E event, even though it really only moves LeBron James into fourth place in the scoring list.
Well, Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye, who both played with LeBron in Cleveland, were asked what they thought of their former teammate's accomplishment.
He was a huge ball hog. He never
passed the ball.
Right on. Why don't you try and pass like the all-time assist leaders? Why don't you try and pass John Stockton instead of John?
They're joking, of course, but I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that LeBron is 10th on the career assist list, which is not too shabby.
No, it's not too at all. That's pretty funny, though. Actually, why don't you try to catch John Stockton? Nice, by the way, that Richard Jefferson knows who the all-time assist leader is.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it was never going to be him.
The rumor is that LeBron will be put on a minutes restriction for the rest of the season. I guess that's one way to get around completely defrauding the people who paid big money for those courtside seats.
Yes, when he's 92, he's going to look like he can run through a UPS truck, okay? I don't think we're going to pretend that this has anything to do with his health. No, this is a way to tank without tanking.
Speaking of those courtside seats, one member of the Lakers apparently finds them very comfortable, right?
I'll tell you, I'm going to miss Rajon Rondo. He's got one of the most truly unique minds I've ever encountered in any sport. He sits in the courtside seats because he says they're comfortable and he likes them. At the Staples Center, they're not usually open.
Right.
But the Lakers are such a pinwheeling fireworks display of a mess right now that he's got a chance to go sit in them. I would do it.
What I love about this is that when Rondo was in Boston, I used to call him Mr. Excitement because I so enjoyed watching him play.
Yes.
And apparently he can cause excitement just by sitting.
Just by sitting down, exactly. Sitting next to you and, you know, you hope he doesn't get a $25 beer spilled in his lap or something. But, you know, this is, I have no problem with this.
I love it. The letter 9-year-old Riley Morrison wrote to Steph Curry has turned out to be the gift that keeps on giving. This week, the Curry 6 shoes Riley helped design went on sale right in time for International Women's Day. And if they came in my size, I might buy a pair. How about you?
This is a great story, actually. She designed a sock liner in the inside with all kinds of inspirational semi-hashtags. And I hope Zion Williamson buys a pair because clearly he's not getting what he needs from it. From the ones he's wearing at Duke. I think having Zion Williamson come back for the NCAA tournament in some Riley Morrison designed shoes would be fabulous.
I've always said that the best way to announce that you're quitting the NFL over its substance abuse policy is to do it while smoking a blunt. Wouldn't you agree, Charlie?
I agree, and so does David Irving, who used to play defensive end for the Cowboys and retired live on social media while smoking dope. And he was suspended indefinitely for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And he just said, the hell with it. I'm walking away. And this is a lot better than that opiate stuff, which I thought was a nice way to go out.
Yeah, I mean, it was an Instagram video, and he did say that the painkillers the teams provide to the players to keep them on the field are actually more dangerous than marijuana.
Yeah. And I didn't know there were such things as Xanax bars.
I had no idea.
I mean, what is that, like a Snickers?
But I do wonder, I mean, given how he chose to give his message, if anyone in charge is going to listen.
No, nobody in charge is going to listen, but he just became an idol to every Cowboys fan between the ages of 19 and 30.
The Alabama fan who poisoned the Auburn oak trees has finished his probation, which means he's now free to explain why he did it. And somehow his explanation doesn't make me feel any better.
No, but it's honest.
It's that.
He wanted Auburn people to hate him as much as he hated them, said Harvey Updike Jr., tree poisoner. But I have been to Toomer's Corner, and I have seen those trees, and I still don't like Harvey Updike Jr. There's no reason to take it out on the trees.
And finally, Charlie, FCS National Football Champions North Dakota State visited the White House this week, and they became the second championship team treated to the best meal money can buy, right?
Big Macs, Chick-fil-A, bunch of French fries. No Chick-fil-A waffle fries, though, which was a real blunder. And what can we say about this except classy?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.